When the British band Alt-J released their debut album 5 years ago, they won a bunch of music awards. By the time their second album came out, Alt-J was playing stadium shows to adoring audiences. Now they have their third album, Relaxer. And somehow they have managed to build this popular and critical success while breaking many of the rules of popular music. First of all, Alt-J doesn't just stick to one genre. For example, two songs on this album include counting in Japanese, and here is what those clips sound like back to back. And the band breaks the rules of pop music in other ways, too. Like, a perfect pop song is generally 3.5 minutes. On this album, most of the songs run longer than 5. Two of the band's members recently came into the studio to talk about how they make this music. I asked Gus Unger-Hamilton and Joe Newman about the first track on the album, Three Worn Words. It starts with almost a minute of this ominous guitar, bass, and percussion line.
I think we always saw this as an introduction, that was a scene you had to walk through to then get to the first kind of vocal bit. There was a wayward lad,
stepped out one morning. So this is Gus. This is some lyrics that I wrote 2 or 3 years ago. I love English folk music, and it's kind of inspired by that. Neon, neon, neon. And now it's Joe. Blue neon lamp in a midnight
country field. This is me, yeah.
We're just passing the mic around.
Yeah. Why?
I only got one mic.
I think as we're developing as a band and as friends, we start realizing that we're all good at coming up with ideas.
So if Act 1 is this ominous feeling, and Act 2 is this almost folk music vocal, then this comes in. What's going on?
I identified it as being quite Beatles-y.
Yeah.
It kind of punches you out of this lullaby state that you may find yourself in after the first 2 minutes of the song.
I could imagine a different band or a producer for a band saying, guys, you've got 4 great songs here. Make each one of them a song.
Yeah.
I think our producer's always known that we are a band who like to jump around in our songs, and we enjoy luxuriating in the kind of sounds that we're making, I think. And our producer's quite good at kind of cutting them down. And, you know, often when we go in, they're sort of 10 minutes long, and then he makes them closer to 5. So really you're hearing usually an edited version of what we've come up with.
I hope it doesn't sound rude, but I think that one of my favorite tracks on this album is actually your cover of House of the Rising Sun. There is a house in New Orleans. They call the
rising sun. We've taken a very old folk song and we've kind of reimagined it. Like a bird flying. My father feels the heat beneath his wings.
There are lyrics that I've never heard before, and I didn't know if they were lyrics from an early version of the song that I just wasn't familiar with, or if you'd written them yourself. But like this line, like a bird flying over a forest fire, my father feels the heat beneath his wings. I just stopped me dead.
That's original stuff.
Yeah.
Joe, you know, wrote a second verse for it. And so the first verse of our version is based on Woody Guthrie's version. And then there's the chorus, which we wrote in the second verse. And so it's more original material than cover, really, this song. Happy, 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 happy,
fun day, day. Is it at all scary to take a classic that is as old and beloved as this and just tear it apart and do what you want to it and rewrite it and yet keep the title and keep the framework?
I think it's something that we would only have the confidence to do being on our third album. I think if we'd done this on our first album, we would have felt like we were, you know, out of line.
And I think we live by the rule, this is Joe, that if it excites us, then we should be moving forward.
So in this song, for example, the guitar is actually played by 20 different classical guitarists all in one room playing at the same time.
Oh my God. What did you want by having 20 classical guitar players rather than one or five or just using a computer to make one sound like 20?
When you do something like this, if you can do it properly, you should. And who knows, there might even be some extra magic to it. And actually, I think there was to this kind of like, you're not just hearing the guitarists, you're hearing the sound of the room. You're hearing 20 different people's, you know, fingers creaking on the neck, and you're listening to everything. And that's what you get from doing it properly, not just, you know, layering up one person 20 times.
I was really aware of those fingers squeaking on the neck of the guitar. Yeah. It's almost like a percussion instrument in the arrangement.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
The band has been a critical and commercial success, even though you consistently defy so many of the pressures of the music industry and break so many of the rules for pop music. Do you think that means that there are unexplored paths for musicians to be successful, or do you think it just means that Alt-J is a unicorn?
I don't think we see it as defying the rules and regulations set by the music industry. I think we're just lucky that we can do what we do and have people around us that believe in what we do.
I also think that people's capacity and appetite for challenging music is underappreciated by most of the industry. And I think that somehow, despite that, there's this view that people can't take anything to out there. But we're pleased to be hopefully disproving that.
Gus Unger-Hamilton and Joe Newman of the band Alt-J, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
The new album is called Relaxer. Yeah,